What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today we're going to be diving into a series called Your Forma. Now, this is another one published by Yen Press, and the manga for this is, the story and art of the manga is written by Yoshinori Kisaragi. This is all adapted from a light novel that is originally being worked on, Mureho Kikuchi. So, this is one that kind of intrigued me because it deals with basically detectives, basically brain diving, diving into people's minds and their memories. And so, I like stuff like that. I like any type of like futuristic, techie type of stuff. So, you know, I was like, you know, let me give it a shot. So, because it's classified under a sci-fi mystery, drama, and a little bit of action. So, this one for me is a little odd because there's potential there. I see potential there for like really hooking me maybe in the next volume. This first one, I think just because whenever you're kind of dealing with a story like this that has kind of like some terminology and different things to kind of set up and introduce, it might kind of be a bit much sometimes. But our two kind of main characters for the story, the female, her name is Achika Haida. And the guy's name is Harold W. Lucraft. Now, Echika, she basically works for this like detective agency where everybody's kind of like paired up. So you have the diver that actually goes in to the person's memories, and then I'm trying to remember what the other person's name is called. Belayer. That's what the other part of their partner is called. Because basically, the person that is actually diving into the person's memories or their mind, they have no control on when they can exit and come out. And so it's kind of up to the Belayer, their partner, to kind of make that call of like, okay, you know, you've been in too long or you're going in too deep. Let's eject you out or whatever. But the problem that Achika is having is that she is able to dive extremely deep into people's minds and memories, and majority of the partners that she's had so far aren't able to handle it, and it ends up frying their brain to an extent. I don't know if any of them have actually died, but they've pretty much been mentally hurt to the point where they can no longer do the job. And so the story kind of takes place during a big investigation that is going on, because basically in this world, in this setting, everybody has these chips and stuff in their mind that you can pretty much do everything. You know, you can make online orders, you can see different things, you can see info on other people, all this stuff, whatever. You even get lovely advertisements directed to your brain. And so basically there is currently a virus going on that is causing people to think that they are in the middle of a blizzard, and thus they are experiencing some form of hyperthermia, which is wild because even though, yes, their body is not in there, their body isn't able to discern between, oh, this thing is just a mental thing that's a virus versus, oh, I'm actually in a environment. And so their bodies start to have certain, you know, natural reactions to what the body goes into, like survival mode for that type of situation. And so that is kind of the crux of The investigation is going on, at least in this first volume, and it kind of still continues on a little bit afterwards. But yeah, so she basically goes into a dive and her partner's mind gets fried. And one thing I'll say real quick, I do like the look of the manga. Looks really nice and clear and stuff. So I definitely like the look of the manga itself. But after that incident, they basically end up pairing her with essentially an android partner. Now, we don't know 100% all the details of why, but Achika hates androids, as people in this series seem to tend to do. She is not up for it or whatever, but the android, and this is like a specific, like a high class model, it is actually equipped to be able to keep up with, you know, her mental processing. And plus this android also came from a police force as well. So it also has like some experience dealing with different cases and investigations and things of that nature. So they kind of become this kind of like odd dynamic duo going on this journey to try to basically find more information about this case and what's going on. And of course the android, he loves teasing her so much. He just likes to to get her all flustered and stuff. But he is very good at doing his job and his function. Overall, like I said, I am very intrigued to say. Like I said, it was kind of like, okay, got me in the door. I'm like, okay, I'm a little bit interested. Bunch of kind of terminology, a lot of stuff to learn. It might not have been a whole bunch, but it was enough. Or granted, hey, maybe I'm super tired because I've read who knows how many volumes of manga today. at least at the time I'm recording this or whatever, because, you know, by the time y'all will see this, this will be a month from when I'm actually recording this. But anywho, so maybe I'm just tired and exhausted from too much reading. But like I said, in the kind of like back half of the volume, as we kind of got deeper into the case, we're chasing down a lead, hunting down a suspect, and learning some more backstory on both Achika, as well as kind of starting to get some information, some more information on Lucraft. It's getting me back into it. And so I'm definitely going to be interested in seeing, maybe checking out the next volume of this, or heck, the way stuff is going nowadays, I wouldn't be surprised if this thing is an anime in the next couple of years. but either way, this might be one that might be better to pick up maybe after a couple of volumes are out. Because like I said, at least for myself. Because like I said, it has an interesting setting and stuff. Because like I said, I love my sci-fi, I love my drama and stuff like that. But I think this might be better paired as like a multi-volume pickup or binge read. So, but who knows? You know, like I said, maybe I'm just tired. But yeah, so this is one, like I said, maybe put on your radar. Because it should be up by the time y'all are seeing this. And yeah, let me know what y'all think of this. Because I did some digging around. I haven't really seen many people talking about this or any much stuff on other YouTube channels or online in general. So I'll be very curious to know of anybody else out there that might have read any of this, whether it be the light novel or checking out this manga after release. And if you did, let me know what you think. Like I said, I'd be interested to hear just more conversation about this series. But that's pretty much gonna do it. Like I said, I didn't have too much to dive into with this one. So but like I said, definitely some intrigue there. But as always, thank you so much for watching and or listening. Remember, you can catch me everywhere at Danny's to Talk. And I will catch y'all in the next one. Y'all be easy. Peace.